Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Today, it is a big day for thousands, tens of thousands, could be hundreds of thousands. I can't remember that number with Angie Mocheka yesterday. I think it was 117,000 matrix a road.
Who wrote?
There's a lot of matrix, Darren.
Well, it is a big day. So after the most impossible academic year amid a global pandemic, South African youth stayed resilient. Joining us this morning is Ruan Venter. He is an education expert and academic registrar at Boston City Campus. Good morning, Ruan.
Good morning to you guys in KZN.
Thank you for joining us.
If I may just start, hello everyone, welcome to the show. If I must have to ask this question, because it's a kind of elephant in the room, 2020 rough year, and then obviously the GDE exams were leaked. Do you think that the matrix of 2020 will forever have that leaked exam stain on their matric certificates?
No, I really don't think so. Because if you go and have a look at the Quality Council in Malusi, they would not have released the matric results if they were really not happy with the standard or if they feel that that leak was really significant. So therefore, we trust the own evaluation of the situation, and I don't think it will make any difference. If you think that this wasn't the first time that it ever happened, it happened in the past, and those students went into universities, they studied, and many of them are now in the workplace.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's just basically the same people who say Liverpool don't really have the Premier League Cup, but they have it.
Good morning, Mr. Venter. Just quickly, I want us to talk about online learning, which has obviously been the it thing because of the pandemic. How do you think this will change the landscape of learning and teaching in a post-pandemic world?
Well, let's have a look at what the research shows. The independent examination board basically declared that their students preferred the online learning. And if we go and have a look at their pass rate, they're sitting at 98%. And if you compare that to the traditional face-to-face contact mode of the National Senior Certificate candidate, then they only achieved a 76% pass rate.
Wow.
So there is a massive advantage in that. And at Boston, we also offer the online teaching alternative. And we also see that the students are making really good progress. And I think it's also the millennials, they tend to prefer the technology. It's only our old school guys that prefer the textbook in hand. And having someone sitting in front of you that can explain certain concepts or procedures or systems to you to understand better. So I think we're in for a landscape change.
And, I hope so.
And I think a lot of institutions had to rush around and actually realign their teaching and learning to adapt to the COVID situation. So, but the ones who were established, like UNISA, ourselves, and a lot of other independent private higher education institutions, we were already geared for it.
Yeah.
So, but we see our students also managed well. So I think that it's definitely the way to go.
Yeah. Long before the pandemic, I thought the online solution is a good one. I mean, you have some of the best teachers teaching only 20 or 30 people in a class. That sort of teacher needs to be teaching hundreds of students, and online gives us that possibility. But there is the other side of the spectrum, Ruan, those that were not able to pass. Those who, and it happens every year, those who just don't make it. What options do they have right now?
Well, you see, there are two conversations to have here. If you think about, I heard you guys mention the number of matriculants that wrote, 607,000 around it all, actually enrolled for the National Senior Certificate, but only 578,000 on the GDE, or General Department of Education exam listings, arrived for the exam. And then if you go and have a look at the pass mark, is down by 5.1%. It only means one thing. If you're also going to have a look at the provinces and how they performed, it's typically the Free State, and you look at second place was Gauteng, and you look at the Western Cape, you came in the third place and KZN in fourth. And then it progressively drops down to the Northern Cape and the Eastern Cape in the last two positions. It means that to us, your poorer student does not have equal access to the online learning and to the facilities and the infrastructure that the guys in the urban areas or peri-urban areas have. So we tend to see that there was a bit of a struggle in that area, and I think that could have been addressed maybe a little bit better. So now we sit with the situation that there are fewer matriculants that actually participated and that passed, that now has to repeat the National Senior Certificate, or that has to go and write supplementary assessments because they didn't pitch. And the reasons for them not pitching is they didn't feel prepared, or they were affected by some traumatic event, family members passed on due to the pandemic, etc. And we need to look at what are we going to offer these youngsters that is now left behind.
And I think there's some big lessons there for the Department of Education. I think every sphere of life has learned from this pandemic, but the Department of Education has learned a lot, certainly with online learning and how we can get urban teaching into rural areas as well. So that was Rowan Fenter, an education expert and academic registrar at Boston City Campus. Thank you for joining us today.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.